Oh, December the 12th, three games. We have some good performances. We had some absolute turds as well. We will cover all of that and some injury news. This is the Thursday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. You know where to find us. And you know what I'm going to say. Go and like and subscribe and download, please. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Three games, which feels like a lot given the last few days. But so that's weird. Tomorrow, I think we're back up to 8 or 10 or something. So a bit of a return to what we consider normal tomorrow. So that will be good. Let's get into the games. Only three, as I said, first game of the night, Detroit at Boston. No real surprise here, 123-99. Boston get the win for the Pistons. Jalen Duren was ultimately ruled out. And I'm going to use this as a perfect example of why I should listen to my own advice. I've talked about how I don't like Isaiah Stewart as a fantasy asset, how I would not pick him up. I don't think he's valuable. I don't think he's good. Blah, blah, blah. And I go and stream him in tonight, and he has 2 points, five rebounds, and a block. So Listen to myself. Yes, he was. And look, I mean, it wasn't a good matchup coming up against Boston, but yeah, I'm not going to apologize or forgive myself for picking up Isaiah Stewart. I will be subsequently dropping him and maybe streaming in Brandon Clark, I think, because I like Brandon Clark. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 block, continues to be very good. Didn't shoot particularly well here, 0 of 4 from 3, 9 of 22 from the field, but the counting stats are very good. Jaden Ivey, 10 points on 3 of 14. I'd still be holding him, but we are starting to see bad Jaden Ivey, just as much as good Jaden Ivey, and that is not a good thing. Tim Hardaway started, did nothing, 2 steals. That's nice. Nothing else is nice. Tobias Harris, 9 points, 8 rebounds. We're holding Harris, but it's been pretty yucky. Ron Holland, his best game as a professional, 26 points. Don't be fooled by this, however. As I said, 26 points, but he shot 11 of 14 from the field. The only shots he missed were threes. He still only played 21 minutes, so he's certainly not going to get 26 points in 21 minutes. He got nothing else, 3 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Malik Beasley was bad in this one. They were without, as I said, without Jalen Duren. So, yeah, good, great performance, but I would not be chasing this based on what we've seen. If you want to go and grab him and see if this can turn into something, then go ahead. But, yeah, I'm not convinced. As I said, Malik Beasley, 5 points in his 16 minutes. We hold him. He has been pretty good, more good than bad. So we're holding him. Paul Reed played 15 minutes with Jalen Duren out. He had 4 points, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. A bit of a streamer in situations like this in deeper leagues, but not really a favorable matchup again. And if we scroll down here, we can see Asar Thompson had 4 points in his 13 minutes. I've talked about him being a stash. I think we're okay with moving on at this point. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about that, really. For Boston, no Jason Tatum, didn't matter. they still won this comfortably. Starters weren't stretched too much. 30 minutes for Jaylen Brown, 30 minutes for Derek White, 25 for Jrue Holiday, and 30 for Porzingis. They were all fine. Al Horford started. He had 2 and 6. I think we do just view him as a streamer. I had him as a must-roster player, but Porzingis has just ramped up so quickly that I think Horford should be viewed as a streamer if and when Porzingis misses time. Peyton Pritchard, 27 points, 10 assists in his 31 minutes, continues to be very good, front runner for sixth man of the year, and rightfully so. And then we sort of talked about knowing who to target with Tatum out here. Is it Nemanja Kadar? Is it Luke Kornet? And it's still not really clear. Luke Kornet had 12 and 7 in 13 minutes. Kadar had 4 points, 2 rebounds, steal and a block in 18 minutes. It's just a situation I'm avoiding, to be honest. Toronto at Miami. Miami do get the win in the end, 114 to 104. For the Raptors, this was weird. So I was doing the mailbag show with Noah Rubin when these games were sort of tipping off or in the first quarter. Jakob Poeltl was, well, I thought he was ruled out. Noah said he was downgraded to doubtful and he did not start with back spasms. But then 2 minutes into the game, lo and behold, Jakob Poeltl came onto the floor and we didn't see Bruno Fernando again. So he played 2 minutes. He got one steal. He got 2 points. So per minute, very good. But Jakob Poeltl, this was weird. It was just a situation, I assume, where he thought, I'm probably not good to go, and then did some more warm-ups after the game had started and thought, okay, let's give this a crack. And he was able to play 27 minutes. I will just jump in and check because I have been, as I said, I was out at a funeral this afternoon, so I have not been on top of the player news, injury news. Nothing really added after I left other than Tobias Harris. So Tobias Harris went to the locker room in the loss to Boston. No word that I can see, nothing jumping out at me in terms of the severity of the injury. It's a hand issue, apparently, so watch this space. Let's see if that manifests into anything. Back to the Raptors. Grady Dick had a good game, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 threes. He's going to do more. We've talked about this with Scotty Barnes off, as is Ochai Agbaji. He had 13 points with a steal in 30 minutes. Very borderline. I think if you want to roster him, go ahead. If you don't, also go ahead. Jonathan Mobo started, so they went without a traditional point guard. Mobo had 4 points, 10 rebounds in 30 minutes. I think if he's going to play 30 minutes, he's worth just keeping an eye on, but I wouldn't trust this to be the rotation moving forward. RJ Barrett, as expected, he started, well, I guess technically he started at the point guard spot. He had 13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, but 6 turnovers, 5 of 18 from the field. So take the good and the bad in this performance. Jakob Poeltl did come off the bench, had 16 and 4 with a steal and a block, so that's fine. Jacoby Walter, 9 points in his 26 minutes. I have talked about wanting him to get more minutes. This is a situation to monitor, I think. 26 minutes is encouraging. So we'll see what happens. Barnes is obviously going to miss at least a week, potentially 2 or 3. So, yeah, there could be a little bit of value here for Walter, Mobo, Agbaji. But I still think Agbaji would be the preference just because he's going to start and play consistent minutes. For Miami, Tyler Hero continues to shoot the ball very well, 9 of 13 for 23 points. Hayward Highsmith, he's a defensive streamer who didn't get any defensive stats. No need to be holding him. Duncan Robinson is a 3-point streamer who got no threes. No need to be holding him. Look, considering they won, it actually wasn't a great performance by the Heat, and this is why I just don't like watching them. I find them really boring. To watch, Drew Smith had 11 points off the bench. Nikola Jovic popped back up with 24 minutes, 14 points, a steal and a block. Terry Rozier, 5 points in 25 minutes. I don't think we need to roster any of these players, but save the best for last. Jimmy Butler had 11 points on 3 of 8 shooting. I don't know what he's doing here. He's very, very passive. 4 assists, a block. 5 of 8 from the line. That's terrible. I don't know. It was just, it's a bad night. It hasn't been a good season. He's often injured. He's always on the injury report. We're not dropping him. You can't trade him. So just hold. Hope that, if he's moved, maybe it's to a favorable spot where he actually wants to play. I don't know if this is a situation where he's just lost interest. That does seem like a Jimmy Butler kind of thing to do. But anyway, watch and learn. Sacramento at New Orleans. Credit to the Pelicans. They kept this one close, 111 to 109. The Kings get the win. Sabonis had 32 and 20 with 2 steals. So obviously very impressive night for Sabonis, as it was for DeMar DeRozan, who had 29 points with 4 steals. De'Aaron Fox... He's been okay, but 18 points, shooting not very good here. He had 8 assists. He had a steal and a block. The shooting has fallen away over the last month after that real hot stretch there where they were without DeRozan and Sabonis, which was to be expected. Fox will be okay. Keegan Murray actually had a decent offensive game here, 18 points, 3 threes, 9 rebounds. Didn't get you any defensive stats, but this is good compared to what he's been putting up. Speaking of good, Malik Monk was not good. 5 points, 2 of 11. We hold. He had 9 assists. He had a steal and a block. Shots just weren't dropping. But 34 minutes continuing to start. He is a must-roster player. Kevin Huerter, who I also streamed in, on the surface, not a great night for him. 7 points on 2 of 10 shooting. He had 3 steals. He shot 2 of 10 if he goes 4, 5 of 10, he probably ends up with 15 points here, 3 steals, and he did play 28 minutes. So I think there's enough here to warrant holding in standard leagues for at least another game or two. Keon Ellis did come back into the rotation, played 20 minutes and gave you absolutely nothing. So if you streamed him in, I'm sorry. Pelicans. Eve Misi, we've been talking about him, seems like on every show. He had 7 points, 11 rebounds and a block. Not great, not terrible. We hold 31 minutes. That's what we're looking at. Herb Jones, this is the worry with him when his shot doesn't fall, which it doesn't from time to time. He had 7 points on 3 of 10 and only 1 steal. So this is probably not a 12-team line, but he is a 12-team hold. McCollum, very good, 36 points on 14 of 24. With no Ingram there, with no Zion, someone's got to score. Trey Murphy also chipped in with 21 points. He'll be fine. DeJounte, 20 points, 9 assists, 8 turnovers is a bit of a kick in the nuts, but the 20 points are good. The assists, the rebounds, some defensive stats. So everything good here except for efficiency and turnovers. And Brandon Boston, I've sort of talked about him as probably someone we want to roster. Keeping an eye on his minutes, he played 26 of them here. He had 9 points with a steal and a block, 2 assists. I think he'll do just enough over the next 2-4 weeks, however long they're without Zion and Ingram. Just enough to be rostered. And that's all the games. Let's have a look at some questions here. Shining Knight had Butler, Tatum and Tobias. So, yes, it is the sad night. No Tatum. Tobias got injured, didn't really play that well, and Butler was poo. Thoughts on streaming Justin Champagne for Friday and Sunday? Kuzma, George, Kispert, Brogdon, all out. They are all out. Look, Champagne's been pretty good. Washington are not good. Kuzma, I don't think, wants to be there. So that's that works in Champagne's favour. If we look at his games the last few or last couple, he had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals in the last game, 23 and 8 with 2 steals and a block the game before that. But the minutes are what we're looking at. He's played basically 30 minutes in 3 straight. Yeah, look, I think he's absolutely worth streaming in if you want to. He could, of course, fall off a cliff and do absolutely nothing. But we've got a decent enough sample size here of their current rotation to think that he will play 28-plus minutes. Ivy's still worth holding on to. I think he is. Let me just pull up his box score here. I said he's shooting. He started the season quite well. He was shooting the ball efficiently, and that seems to have fallen off. Meanwhile, Cade Cunningham is just going from strength to strength. Come on, website. Here we go. So Jaden Ivey. Yeah, look, I mean, he scored double digits in pretty much every game this year. But if we do look at his percentages over the last 2 weeks, so the month of December, 21%, 38%, 50, 30, 31. And then before that, he was shooting the ball quite well. So it's not a huge sample size because of this weird schedule. So he has only played 4 games in December. But he's playing 28, 30 minutes most nights. He gets you a few assists, not many. Usually gets a steal. He's good from the free throw line. It's just hard to find a point guard who's starting and playing 30 minutes on the waivers. So I think he's probably still worth holding. Kelly Olynyk only playing 12 minutes. Is he done? He might be. I mean, I've talked about him. I love Kelly Olynyk, but let me go back to Toronto here. Yeah, tonight, 12 minutes, 0 points. I'm pretty sure it was zero. Yeah, it was zero on 0 of 6 shooting. 2 steals. He'll be better than this, but unless we're seeing a trend of him getting up to 20 minutes a night, I just don't think there's enough there. If you want to hold him for 1 or 2 more games, then go ahead. But, yeah, they're not really using him as a 4 here. He's just playing as a backup center. So, yeah, I think we're okay to move on there. Yes, trade rumors, bro, has given up. I think, well, Jimmy Butler, I'm assuming you're talking about him there, and I agree. Can I hear your thoughts on benching players to preserve a lead in a certain category? Like percentages and turnovers, they're the obvious ones. They're the only ones you can preserve a lead in by resting players. My league has a rule that you can't do that stuff, which might cause me my week, maybe cost me my week. Yeah, I would talk to the commissioner. I have no issues with that at all. I do it. I don't do it all the time, but I do it, and I've had it done against me, and I've got no issues when it's done. It's part of fantasy. It's part of strategy. It's part of scheduling. If I can rest a couple of players on the last few days to win turnovers, by all means, I have no issues with that at all. So, yep, pretty simple. And thank you. Thank you for watching. All right, that was quick. Very good. I will be back. Let me just check how many games there are tomorrow. I know there's more, which is nice. And I actually have nothing on tomorrow, so I can sit and watch some basketball uninterrupted. Okay, Friday. Yeah, Friday. That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, 8 games tomorrow. So we're back to a fairly regular schedule. Tomorrow, before we get weird again on Saturday with the 2 NBA NBA Cup. Yeah, NBA Cup semifinals. So looking forward to some basketball tomorrow. Oh, just tuning in, hoping to see Asar get some numbers. Yeah, I talked about Asar. Doesn't look good. Let's bring up what Asar's been doing. I am surprised they haven't brought him back a little faster or a little more. It's probably the wrong term, but this wasn't an injury. It was all about conditioning. And he's now been back for, I know he had a bit of an injury there, but he's now been back for 3 weeks. So conditioning should be getting close, but his minutes aren't going up at all. In fact, they're coming down. So I think at some point this season, he probably pushes to 25 minutes a night. But given what we've seen so far, he's not getting a ton of defensive stuff. We know he's not an offensive threat. He's a decent rebounder. So, I mean, you could still view him as a stash, but, yeah, I don't know. I've lost a bit of faith in how quickly that might happen. You might be looking at January or February before it happens, and you can't really hold someone playing 15 minutes for a month or 2 months. So I'm okay with moving on. Okay, so I'll be back tomorrow morning with a pregame show. I will be back. I'll be on the Insight Fantasy Sports Network with Skiddy doing a pregame show with him tomorrow. Normal sort of time. So early morning Australia, mid-afternoon US, something like that. But thank you, as always, everyone, for listening and tuning in. And again, please go and subscribe if you can or download the episodes. All those numbers count, as I'm sure you're aware. But that'll do. I'm Adam King. This has been the post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.